Welcome to Shomach Shava and the Daf. She responds to Lur Nishma Asar B'Yakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bo'a Basra Daf Kuf Mem. In Amud Beis, we find in the end of the Mishnah the Shita that holds that a Tumtum is a Birya B'fnei Atzmo. He's not considered to be a Zohar or an Akeva. Not a male and not a female is a Birya B'fnei Atzmo. And if the father says he's giving to a Zohar or to an Akeva, and the baby that's born is a Tumtum, the Tumtum doesn't get anything because he's a beer b'fnei atzmo. The Rashbam is ma'arich to say that's a shita of Shimon ben Gamliel. Now, l'chora, this is something that needs beer. What does it mean that a Tumtum is a beer b'fnei atzmo? Bishlomo, when he's speaking about a joyginus has simonim of a zocher and of an akevo. You could say he's neither or, he's not a zocher, not an akevo. But a Tumtum, the definition of a Tumtum, as the Rishonim explained, is that his aver is covered. We don't know what it is. As brought down in the Gemara, there you could do surgery and find out if it's a Zohar and a Kevo. So what is the Havana, what's the understanding that a Tumtum is considered to be Beri B'fnei Atzmo? So the mindset, the explanation of this is brought down Chazal and Tikuni Zoyer, Tikun Ayin, it's the end of the Tikuni Zoyer. Chazal there come to explain the Mishnah that speaks about the Chagigo, the ones that are not Chayev and Re'iyo. You have over there a Tumtum, a Joyginus, Chatzieved, Chatzim and Choyim. And Chazal explained that these people that are either tumtu or joygirus chatzev chatzim lechoyim, that means their neshama is incomplete. And specifically, a tumtum represents the fact that his dibur is closed. He's not able to praise in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the pshat is, if a baby was born a tumtum, what does it mean? So explain Chazal. We're talking of a person is born a tumtum, that means he's coming begilgul and he has to come and fix himself. He has to come in this world to work on himself, to fix previous gilgulim. And then once he fixes himself, he will be born again, shalem, when he's not a tumtum. But if he's born a tumtum, it's a simen, it's a sign that this neshama is an incomplete neshama that cannot be mehal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he's potter min ariyah. Don't go to Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Vilna Gaon explains over there in the Tikkun Yizoyer. And we find a similar idea by Reb Tzadok HaKohen, Machshev Eschorus, Ois Tezvov, that a person who cannot have children, speaking there about a Tumtum Adroigidus, like more in general, says they don't have children, it means there's something missing in that neshama which is not completely fixed. And that's why he cannot be Megal himself through the future generations. And he adds there in parentheses, if he was born that way, that means it's something from a different Gilgal that he needs to fix. So Yimele, Tumtum is not pshat. That right now, I don't know what it is, so Yimele is called a Beri B'fnei Atzmo. But Tumtum is the gilu of his shayrish and neshama. Even if you do surgery and you find out what it is, Lemaisi was born a Tumtum. He was born this way. It tells me that there's something that's incomplete as neshama. Yimele is not considered to be a zocher or a nekeva, according to one man d'omar in the Din of the Gemara. Anyone who wants to join a Shomach Shava email us to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.